With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. Recent weather has been mostly good for firefighters in western Montana, but has also sparked a few new small fires and made air quality worse. One new lightning-started fire is just west of Hall Lake. It's an acre and a half in size, and firefighters think they'll have it contained tomorrow. There's another one-acre fire just east of Jim Lake. A third on the ridge just south of Lower Cold Lake is approximately 10 acres in size and has several small spot fires. Those are being attacked by two helicopters and 28 firefighters on the ground. In total, 63 firefighters are working the new fires in the Swan Lake Ranger District. The air in West Yellowstone was called hazardous at one point today. Montana's Department of Environmental Quality is now calling it good. At this hour, the air in Thompson Falls is being called unhealthy, and unhealthy for sensitive groups in Frenchtown, Missoula, Hamilton, and Silly Lake. Air quality is being called moderate in the Flathead Valley and Butte. In Yellowstone National Park, a forecast for severe fire weather through Friday has officials concerned. They're expecting increasing and erratic winds from dry thunderstorms. There will be a community meeting in West Yellowstone about the fires tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the LDS Church. All entrances to Yellowstone National Park are now open, as are all concession services and businesses. Fire Information Officer Bill Swartley.
And we're just asking people to be mindful of the fires that are ongoing, the firefighter traffic, and if they do run into low-level ground smoke, just adjust the safe speed and put your headlights on to increase your visibility.
At least one campground and several trails are closed, however, due to the four fires burning inside the park, which total more than 44,000 acres in size. The Copper King fire near Thompson Falls moderated yesterday due to smoke and cloud cover. Today, firefighters were hoping that temperatures in the low 80s and higher humidity levels would help them out, but are wary of potentially gusting winds from the lingering storm system. I'm Freddie Menares with Montana News.